One of the questions I get asked a lot by either clients or new advertisers when they either want to, launch an advertising campaign is what the ideal advertising budget should be. And this usually raises a lot of issues, especially when it comes to the sales process. Trying to, onboard a new client if you're an advertiser, or on the client side, trying to understand what is ideal for them, how much should they be spending. And one of the problems that we face is that advertisers, no, businesses sometimes, have a look at other businesses that are advertising. Have a look at the budget that they're using and want to spend kind of a similar amount. You tell them, this will cost you $20 per day to advertise on whether that's Meta or Google Ads. But then they tell you, no, I've seen someone else online spend $10 a day. And it can raise a lot of concerns and issues. And obviously, for most businesses, they're trying to save on money. And for most advertisers, ideally, they want to get the best results for their clients. So, how do you go about setting the right advertising budget? Exactly that is what we're going to talk about in today's episode. Stick around. See you guys in a few.
Welcome to the Marketing Podcast, the number one podcast helping aspiring entrepreneurs level up their marketing. Here's your host, Augustine. Let the class begin.
And welcome back to yet another episode on the Marketing Podcast, digital marketing tips and insights. And like I've mentioned in the intro, we're going to talk about the ideal budget that you should set when it comes to your advertising campaign. Now, whether you are an advertiser or you're a client, what is sort of the ideal budget for your Meta ads or your Google ads, right? And this has become a point of concern. And actually, recently, I was talking to a client. Now, this is a business that does writing, right? And they wanted to sell their services to multiple countries, that is the US, the UK, Australia, and East Asia. And they approached the agency and they were keen on selling their services, advertising on Meta, and they needed a quotation from us. So obviously, the normal onboarding process that we do, we send the client our profile. So they can have a look and understand who we are, the kind of brands we work with. And also we send a few of our results, sample results from different clients, what we've done for different clients in different industries, what we've achieved for that. And that's one thing that we do pretty well, and that is documenting and making monthly reports for each and every client that we work with. And it helps us also to understand, what are our strengths and what are our weaknesses, what kind of industry are we really, really good at, etc. And it also provides information for the client on, what work was done on their business, on their brand, how much money was spent in terms of advertising, what was done in terms of advertising, what results were achieved, explanation towards those results, and, any other remark. So I sent the reports to this client. They had a look, they were impressed, and they were really looking forward to, getting onboarded, getting a quotation from us and getting, their advertising project started. And when we were having a conversation, now you have to bear in mind that this is a client who is based in Kenya. And the Kenyan, advertising space is one where clients don't, tend to want to spend a lot of money in terms of their advertising budget, either because one, they do not have that financial capability to spend, a lot in advertising, or maybe they're a bit skeptical and want to see it work, how it works, etc., and whether it works, before they put all their eggs in the advertising basket. And, you know, some of them, you know, might have ended up getting burnt by, you know, advertisers in the past. So they're a bit vigilant when it comes to spending on advertising. So across the board, most people were trying to, you know, that is in the Kenyan space, you know, spend as little as possible, which always poses a problem in terms of getting results, right? Quality results. So he approached, because now he was targeting the, you know, he was targeting the US market, he was targeting the UK market, as well as the Australian market and East Asia market. Now, obviously, if you look at those countries and if you look at the businesses competing in those spaces, you need a bit more in terms of advertising budget. You need, ideally, now in his case, you know, starting out, you know, testing different markets, at least $10, for example, in the US per day to test out, you know, $10 in the UK, $10 for Australia, and then maybe anything between $5 to $10 for East Asia. And if it's more than one country, then you have to obviously increase the budget a little bit more. So, you know, that brought the daily budget, you know, to run the ad campaign across all those different territories to something around, you know, between $30 to $50 per day. And we're only talking about the testing phase, where we're just testing out, we're trying to see really what works and test performance and everything. So already that's a bit on the higher side for the client. Now, what they had in mind was a $5 budget to cut across all these territories, which our advice now was that would be impossible, because now getting results from that would be really, really hard. And you know, we had, you know, a bit of a back and forth conversation. Eventually we did come to an understanding, and you know, he came to understand that whatever he was trying to achieve at the moment was beyond his business financial capability, and he needed to restructure his approach when it came to advertising for his business. Maybe focus on one territory at a time, and then, you know, reinvest whatever you get into that, into advertising, into, you know, newer territories, whether that's, you know, moving now from the US and then now targeting now the UK, you know, probably just targeting England, maybe just targeting London, you know, just one specific location, and then, you know, compounding from that. And, you know, that brought me to today's episode now, you know, talking about what is the ideal budget to start off with, and how do you determine the, you know, your ideal amount. Should you, you know, spend $5, you spend $10, $20, you know, some people spend $50, you know, some companies spend $100, you know, some even in thousands, you know, tens of thousands, etc. And one of the, you know, critical or most important advice that I can share with you is, you know, you have to think about it this way. You have to think about it in a way that, if you're starting out and you have no, you know, history in terms of performance, and, you know, you have no data that you can work with, is to always start with a budget that is as low enough that it doesn't, you know, it's high enough that it doesn't affect your business financially. Should you get burnt, you know, should the advertisement, you know, should the campaign not perform, and also low enough that you're still able to get some results that you can work with. Now, you know, for most businesses, you know, $10, you know, normally works really well if you're starting out, you know, anything between $10 and $20. $5 if you are in, you know, some of the sub-Saharan African countries, you know, $5. But it's still not ideal. You know, this is a budget that, you know, you're just trying to test out and figure out, you know, whether the campaign that you have, you know, works well. You want to test out, you know, whether the, you know, ad creative that you have is okay. You want to test out whether the ad copy resonates, you know, well. You want to test out whether your targeting is okay, etc. And even when it comes to targeting, you know, targeting so many things, you know, with a smaller budget, can affect your results. So maybe just targeting one thing at a time in, if it's, you know, if it's on Meta, you know, one thing, you know, one interest in a single ad set, or maybe if it's on, you know, Google, you can, you know, if it's a search campaign, you can try and do like SCAG, you know, single keyword ad groups, just to, to test out and not have too many variables that you're not able to figure out, you know, what's working and what's not, you know, testing just one variable at a time. And that includes, you know, location, interest, and having the appropriate budget for that. So that you can always figure out whether it's the ad creative that's the problem, or it's the ad copy that's the problem, and if it's the targeting that's the problem, right? But having too many variables at the same time, you know, might lead to faulty testing and you're not getting the correct data. So determining your ad budget, your ideal ad budget when you're starting out, is based on whether you're able to get a bit of results, a bit of data that you can work with. And also the budget is not high enough that too high that it could affect your, you know, business's finances or financial health. So finding that balance. But also one of the things that you also have to realize that is, once, let's say you started off by testing out at a $10 per day ad budget, and you get to a point where the advertisement now works, it's doing pretty well, you know, you're getting a very good return on your ad spend, etc., it's always good to consider increasing your ad budget, as long as it financially makes sense. Because if you marginally increase your ad budget and you're getting even, you know, more and much better results, then it's something that you should consider. Because we tend to see a trend where you start off, let's say, at $5 per day, and you're getting a bit of result, but then businesses tend to stick to that budget where they could marginally increase, let's say, a month later from your $5 to $10 to, you know, $20, etc., you know, marginally increasing the ad budget. Anyway, if you have any questions, make sure to reach out to me, Augustine@serverdigital.io, or on our social media, that is at Server Digital or at The Marketing Podcast. And if you're looking to get started advertising your business, and or you're just looking for, you know, a bit of consultation on, you know, how to get started, make sure to reach out to us and we'll help you from there. But until then, see you guys on the next podcast episode.
Thank you for tuning in to The Marketing Podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Until next time, class dismissed.